This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with George Weston, the founder and chairman of the board of Hero Gaming, a leading global gaming and sports betting company. And Mr. Weston, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for coming out. So tell us, how did you become involved with the gaming business and industry?
Yeah, I think that I still remember sort of my first blackjack hand. I was out sort of with my friends. I was probably 17, so I was 1 year too young, but I managed to get into the club and I played blackjack there and won my first hand. I can still remember that rush that gambling can give to you. So I understood sort of the gambling, or the sort of the power within gambling, that it is fun and entertainment at the end of the day already then. But then I saw online gambling first when I started at university. I started to do Google search engine optimization. So if you Googled, especially in Europe, you Googled casino, poker, or blackjack, my sites came up very high and I could send that traffic to the gambling operator. So I got this strange checks. This was 15 years ago, so the Swedish banks were really reluctant to take those checks from a 19-year-old, but I managed at the end of the day. So that's what sort of when I got my my head around online gambling and saw the power in it already then.
Thanks for giving us some background and a backstory on that. Now, how does Hero Gaming differ from competitors in the space?
Yeah, I would say, I worked a long time in the gambling industry and I saw sort of a big problem in the industry business-wise, and that was that players, it's very easy to, when you gamble online, to jump between operators. You take one bonus there and then when that is used up, you might go to the next site. So I saw that the customer lifetime values were too low in the industry. And all of my friends back then, they were playing Candy Crush and the Clash of Clans, etc. So I really delved into the details of those kinds of games and learned gamification sort of at heart. So the first brand that we created at Hero Gaming, Casino Heroes, was a site that was combining gambling with gaming and gamification, really, to make it more fun. So you play the classic casino games, but you also had your avatar. We had a map, and you moved forward. You collected rubies. You were challenged with different missions, well, boss fights, etc. So it made everything more intriguing and more fun. And we could see that players stuck around for a longer time. And that is something that has always followed sort of the career path for Hero Gaming, that we want to create something extra that creates that loyalty to the product.
And that is so important. Now, to stay ahead of the curve and to stay ahead of the competition, innovation is important. What are your latest innovations?
Yeah, one innovation that we're really proud of is a feature called Blitz. For those of you who play slot games, know that the most fun and exciting thing is to get into the bonus round or the free spins round. That's when you can win the big money. So we built the feature that you can play sort of the normal rounds in a faster way. But once you get to those exciting moments, you can sort of stop the machine and play those exciting moments on your own. So it's a way for the players to decide whether they want to sort of fast play to the most fun part and have the most fun in the shortest amount of time. So that's an innovation that we're alone with in the market.
Certainly interesting information so far. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're joined by Mr. George Wesson, the founder and chairman of the board of Hero Gaming, a leading global gaming and sports betting company. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, George, continuing on, what changes do you foresee in the industry looking ahead?
Yeah, I think definitely the crypto space is getting into the gambling world as well. Using your Bitcoin wallet or what kind of crypto wallet you might have to gamble online is a very easy way to get going. And you also sort of take away somewhat of the troublesome things that can be with paying for gambling online. You might not get your credit card working or the bank options isn't viable. So then if you have a crypto wallet, it makes everything really fast and secure. So I think that's where we're heading a lot of in that direction in the world. And I think when it comes to regulation in the world, there's going to be continued mix, whether there are local regulations on a national level or there are sort of gambling licenses that spans over a bigger geographical area. But I think it's important that we as an industry sort of take responsible gambling seriously. So I think that is something that just continues to be more important. But it needs to be balanced between keeping the fun and entertainment and taking away the bad part of gambling.
And most definitely on that, thanks for the feedback there. Now, in what countries are you most successful and why? I'd like to hear some information on that.
Yeah, I would say we started off in Scandinavia and especially Sweden. So we've been really successful there. But nowadays, we really want to become more of an international company. And Japan has been our great success lately. But now we're gaining a lot of traction in India and Brazil as well. So that's what we're really proud of, that we can run that international business in a fairly small team of 150 people or so.
Well, I'd say that's quite impressive and awesome. Really good stuff. And again, we really appreciate your joining us here today. As we conclude today, and I'm sure there are listeners, you've piqued their interest into getting into the gambling and betting industry. Can you offer a tip to someone who wants to get involved in the gaming world?
Yeah, I think it depends a bit on where you're located in the world. But we as an industry see that the U.S. market is really picking up now and has a great momentum. I think there are great listed shares that has a huge opportunity for the future. They go a lot for growth now and not so much profitability. I think that's something that the investor needs to look at, that eventually that needs to turn into profit, but I think it's definitely the right way to do it, like the DraftKings and the Caesars, etc., that go fully for growth. If you look a bit more at the European market, it's a bit more mature. So there are really strong companies now that manage to maneuver between the different licenses that we have here and different tax regimes. And the companies that has the most agile strategy usually turns out the best, or that's what happened in this market. So there are really good gambling companies to look into if you want to invest, for sure.
George, really appreciate your visit with us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Hero Gaming and take advantage of your offerings there?
Yeah, the safest bet would be to go to herogaming.com or to check out our social media. We post a lot of stuff there, so that's where you see what Hero Gaming is all about.
And that certainly works. Again, it is herogaming.com. George, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with George Weston, the founder and chairman of the board of Hero Gaming, a leading global gaming and sports betting company. And for all the details, visit herogaming.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.